The clock is ticking. Time's running out, and your young enterprise journey is coming to an end. This is it. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time to pitch to the panel of judges to show off all your hard work and success, along with some of the lessons you've learned along the way. But when it comes to pitching, many people can get nervous. They can't find the right words to say, and they're afraid that they're going to run out of time. Well, don't worry. In this special season finale of Young Entrepreneur, we caught up with three experts who'll give you all the tips, tricks, and confidence you need to share your story in the best way possible and pitch like a pro. So, grab a pen and paper and get ready to take some notes, because this could be your secret to impressing the judges and taking home the sought-after title of the best young enterprise company in Northern Ireland. Here we go. Hello and welcome to Young Entrepreneur, a podcast where we teach young people just like you the essentials of starting and running your own business. This show is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, a charity focused on promoting entrepreneurship in my home city, Belfast, and beyond. Me? Well, my name is Matthew Thompson. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur. I'm really excited to have you here for a season finale where we're talking all about pitching. Really hope that you enjoy.
Okay, so my name is Kathleen Garrett. I work for TechStart Ventures. TechStart Ventures is a venture capital fund management company, and it was established just over 4 years ago to help and support ambitious entrepreneurs in Northern Ireland.
So proof of concept, that's what you're mainly involved in. What does that actually mean?
So proof of concept is looking for ideas at a very early stage where the entrepreneur has identified a problem or a gap in the market. They have a solution, and the proof of concept fund helps them prove that their solution will or will not work. So it's really proven that their idea is commercially viable, technically feasible. So the money can help towards the likes of prototype development, further market research, etc.
So you literally hear probably thousands and thousands of ideas every single year. What makes a good idea stand out to you, or what makes a good pitch stand out to you?
Yes, so at TechStart Ventures, we're in a very fortunate position because we sit on this side of the table. So we're seeing so many really ambitious people coming in with really interesting ideas. And over the course of a year, we're seeing hundreds of pitches. There's maybe weeks in the year where we're seeing 30 pitches across 2 days. So you're squeezing a lot into a day. So for us, we look for a good team initially. So first impressions are everything. So we're looking for an ambitious, a driven, confident, enthusiastic individual with a good idea. But for us initially, it's team. And it's well known that investors invest in people. And it's known that a good team with a bad idea has a better chance of succeeding than a weak team with a good idea.
And how can people kind of show off their personality, or show off, I suppose, their humanity, for lack of a better term, without maybe coming across too chummy or too friendly with the people that they're pitching to?
I think you just need to be yourself. That's the thing, because especially whenever somebody invests, it's you're invested in the person as well as the business, and you need to be able to build that relationship. And sometimes we talk about it in the offices as if you're dating. So you'll go through that process of getting to know each other. So you just need to relax, be yourself, and just show your true colors, and hopefully things can take off from there.
And really, what are the main things that investors or a judging panel or really anyone sitting on your side of the table is looking for in an idea? Like, what kind of is the criteria that makes people think, okay, this idea is a goer, this is something we need to get involved in, this is something we need to invest in, versus, meh, it's a good idea, but we'll probably let that one pass? Is there any kind of thing that stands out?
Yep, so another thing we would look for would be the market opportunity. So you really need to identify that problem or gap in the market that you've identified, and really articulate how big the opportunity is. So the bigger the market, the bigger the opportunity. So that's important. Within the market as well, you need to be able to differentiate yourself from your competitors. So we're looking for novel, innovative ideas. And the fact that there are competitors is a good thing, but as long as you can really differentiate and explain why your idea is better, why people would opt for your solution rather than what's already out there in the market.
And bringing this all kind of home to a young person listening who's perhaps not going to pitch a VC for £150 million startup. They're maybe going to a young enterprise panel, or even they're standing at a market in front of a customer trying to pitch to them what it is they do, why the customer should invest in buying their product, or why the judges should move them through to the next category. What advice would you give to, let's say, a 16-year-old who's just started a business with their friends whenever it comes to communicating their story and kind of pitching what they do?
So I think you have to be confident, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be, because it's your business, it's your idea, you know it inside out, it's your little baby, you know it better than anyone else. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be confident. So just go out there and sell it. And before you are in pitching to someone, just know who it is you're pitching to. So whether that's investors, whether it's potential customers, whether it's judges on a panel in a competition, know who it is that you're pitching to, because your pitch itself might have to change and adapt a little depending on your audience. Practice, practice, practice as well. So you can never, you know, say your pitch too many times. And then things that help you tell your story and articulate your business and your idea are real life examples. And talking in layman's terms, add on a little bit of storytelling to it, and also some visuals, some props, some videos always make it easier for the person on the other side of the table to understand as well and get their head around it.
What advice do you have for practicing a pitch? You know, you said how important practice is, but what does that practically look like? Like, are you in the car practicing your pitch? Are you in the shower? Like, you know, what's going on? Like, where do you actually practice or put that time in?
I think you need to prepare yourself. So brainstorm on a piece of paper the key points that you want to get across to your audience, and then from that memorize those points and be able to talk around them. And when you're practicing, I think it's good to do it out loud. Stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself. If your family and friends are willing to listen to you as well, stand in front of an audience and put yourself in that position where there's people there looking at you, nodding at you, smiling. And just do it as many times as you can, wherever you're comfortable doing it, as you say, whether it's in the shower, in the car.
Yeah. And cool. So you actually said something really interesting there. You are suggesting not to memorize everything word for word initially at the start anyway, but actually just to memorize the key main points.
Yep. I think if you try and memorize your sentences off, you tend to forget them. And if you do forget them and you stall, then you stutter and you just lose where you are. So you just need to remember those key points and be able to talk about them in a different way every time, but just knowing that you have those key points that you need to get across.
So tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm John Ferris. I'm the Entrepreneur Development Manager at Ulster Bank. I've been in that for about 3 years or so now. Before that, I was a coder way back in the late 90s, and then somehow took a job in a newspaper for 2 days and stayed there for 15 years. So went from being a coder to being the editor of a newspaper, and then spent 3 years in a startup doing Wi-Fi software.
Unbelievable. And so your experience in the newspaper combined with now your entrepreneurial experience with the startup scene and with new businesses, you probably have spent a lot of your life thinking about pitching, right?
Yeah. And you don't really think you're pitching all the time. I think when you think about pitching, you pitch every day. You know, I've got two kids. Half the time I'm pitching to get them ready for school. Or, you know, you're actually, everything you do is around pitching. It may be a very short pitch, or it may be a long one, or it may be very structured in terms of standing in front of a room full of people. But we pitch all the time, and we seem to have this thing that it's really difficult. And some people have that mindset thing that it's really tough and hard. Actually, it's something we do so much that it shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't think of it like that.
Yeah, it's like really any form of communication that you're trying to get some sort of an outcome from, really, at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want something from someone, like, you're gonna have to pitch them in some way, whether that's getting your friends to go out for a drink on Friday night and they don't really feel like it, or, you know, getting someone to invest in your business. It's all pitching to people. It's all understanding what someone needs to hear for your pitch to be successful.
Yeah. Interesting. So the young people listening, they are just about to go off and pitch to a panel of judges all about their business that they've started up this year. So kind of zooming in and honing in on the world of business pitching, what are some best practices and things worth talking about for them going into this?
Okay, so like in terms of a business pitch, there's a simple structure in what you're trying to deliver in that. So really you're trying to stay, in essence, what's the problem that you're solving? and what's your solution and why it's different. If you can't articulate to someone why your products or your service is different than someone else's, why would someone buy it? You know, that's the reality. You know, if you can't convince someone that it's different enough to buy it, like, you're going to have a very hard time selling it down the line. So number one is, what's the problem and what's the solution? And that doesn't have to be this massive worldwide problem. It can be something as simple as keeping your iPhone cables tied together, or, you know, it doesn't have to be, people think about problem as in these massive world problems. It's what's the problem that's going to make a consumer buy your product. Mm. You know, that's the thing that you need to get across. And why is that different? You know, on top of that, then you're trying to layer all the different things around, you know, who are you to deliver this? What have you done in the past? You know, and I think young people think, well, I haven't done anything. I'm 17 or 18, so I don't have that. But actually, the fact that you've been in St. George's Market, the fact that you've been out there selling, you've talked to consumers, all those things, they all buy into someone believing whether you can make this product a reality or not. So it's remembering that kind of thing and really getting across why you're the person to deliver on this.
It's really interesting. And John, something I think is a real great strength of yours is being able to actually think about and work with the people that are involved and the kind of like the humanity of all this. What I mean is, we were talking before the mic started rolling about how actually we need to think about the judges. We need to think about the fact that actually they're going to be in a room for a long time. They're probably going to get a little bit restless. Maybe they're going to get hungry. You know, they're human just like you and I are. They may get distracted. And you said something really fascinating. You said that out of all the teams that are going to be, you know, interviewed or, you know, judged, they're really only going to be talking about two or three. So how can the young people listening make sure that they are one of those teams that are getting all of the airtime, if that makes sense?
Yeah, and I mean, I've sat in a room where we've had 70, 75 people pitch in a row. And, you know, that's from a judging perspective. Like, we're all human beings.
Yeah.
No one can sit through that amount of pitches and not drift off at some point. You know? And the reality is you have to, so from a pitch structure, like, the first thing for me is about how do you engage an audience? Because, you know, I said earlier, I worked in journalism for 15 years. It's a bit like a news story. If that first paragraph doesn't entice someone to read it, they've moved on to the next page or moved on to something else. It's the same as your pitch. If you haven't got someone really bought in within about 10, 12 seconds of that, they're off doing something else in their head, you know? Yeah. And so for me, it's not that it's coming on stage. We've got one entrepreneur who comes on and bangs the drum. It's, you don't have to be that dramatic. You've got to get someone's buy-in from that first couple of sentences. Cause if you don't, like, they might look like they're looking at you, but, you know, it's going to be a big struggle to keep them engaged.
Yeah.
So it's thinking about how can I be different than that? And that, you know, sometimes that can be a statistic or sometimes, but like, how do you be different? And if you can't do that, you know, why, like, if it was you on the other side of the table, would you be listening to this? Because if you weren't.
Yeah, you know, good point.
Why would someone else be?
Good point. Really good point. And in previous episodes, particularly when we've talked about marketing and selling your product to customers, whether it's in person or online, the word connection has been really, really important. And we've talked about how to kind of make a human connection with people. And really what we're talking about is the same thing, only from a judging perspective. So what are some tips and tricks that our young people can do to make a connection with the people that are listening to their pitch?
Okay, so for me, I think in life we overcomplicate everything. And pitching for me is a movie trailer. Yeah, that's all it is. No one is looking for you to go, oh, I'm going to invest £500,000 in your business after listening to you for 5 minutes. You know, a pitch is just getting someone to want to talk to you further or to find out more information. So no one does movie trailers and that's the whole movie, because you wouldn't go to the cinema.
Aye.
You know, so a pitch is just getting someone interested enough to want to find out more information. You know, and that's the reality. So for me, it comes back to story. And that's not to say we Donald Trump it and create a story that doesn't necessarily have factual stuff behind it. I mean, well, let's not get into politics around that. But, you know, what it is about making sure that you take your story and you tell it in a way that people get it. And I would say to anybody who's doing this, is getting ready to pitch, find some of your friends who don't really understand what you do and do your pitch. If they still don't get it, the judges won't get it.
Mm.
You know, and that's the reality. That's good. So you've got to tell it in a way that's not turning it into fiction. You're just telling that story in the right way. You know, and you're telling it in a way that everyone will get it.
But sometimes people won't get it. Sometimes we'll get it wrong. Sometimes we'll make mistakes. And the result could be us missing out on an opportunity and things not going as we planned. This is all part of life, and it's all part of any young entrepreneur's journey. Some of you listening will do really, really well in the upcoming competitions, but the reality is that a lot of teams won't make it into the final stages. It's really easy to feel discouraged and upset when this happens, but it's actually a real opportunity to learn, grow, and get better for next time. I remember whenever we were put out of the Young Enterprise competition, we were absolutely gutted. We were really, really disappointed. But actually, what we learned in that process, what we learned in even that experience of not getting to the top, has stuck with us today and actually helped us in loads of other areas of our life. So we wanted to end this season with some realistic and practical advice of what we can do as young entrepreneurs when things don't work out, when we fail, when we miss out. Because the reality is, no matter how amazing your team or product is, we will all face challenges and disappointments along the way. So to close this season out, we caught up with one of our young enterprise ambassadors to share some wisdom on what to do when things don't go as planned. Check it out.
So my name's Kathy Martin. I'm director of Belfast Fashion Week. I also run a PR and events company called CMPR. And my third company is CMPR Talent, which manages influencers, presenters, actors, and also models.
Incredible. So you've had just this absolutely class career. You've tried loads of different things. You've had incredible successes. But what about the times where maybe it hasn't worked out? You know, those times in your life where you put a lot of effort and energy into something and it didn't quite work out. What type of things were you able to do to kind of rally yourself for the next time around?
Well, first of all, you know, although I'm actually 45 years old, shock horror for a young ambassador, young enterprise ambassador, I still feel about 17. So like in my head, I still feel exactly the same way as the guys who've just been to market and just been doing all of their activities through Young Enterprise. So the first thing I would say is keep your youthful, fresh approach to everything. Be confident in your own knowledge and be confident in your own experience, even if that experience is only 6 months or a year working at a project that you kickstarted in school. You know, if you know your product and your project best, it's good, of course, to be informed about competitors, to be informed about the wider market and everything. But, you know, where your own product or project is concerned, you're definitely usually the most informed. So keeping a positive outlook is one. Not focusing too much on your competition is another thing. And yes, it's so important to know what they're doing. But I think if you're constantly looking at what other people are doing, you kind of lose scope of what you should be doing yourself. And I know it sounds cliched, but people like you because you're you, and in the same respect, people like your product potentially because it's that particular product and the way you sell it or market it, or the way it's built, constructed, packaging, whatever it is. So you know, don't lose that by comparing to other people. Let them compare to you. And again, that's another thing that's happened to me a lot, is people copying my ideas. So I've come up with quite a few creative things in my day, and people copy me. And it used to really annoy me and it used to make me a bit cross. But then I had to channel that anger into just being even more creative and staying one step ahead. It keeps you on your toes. It makes life not easy, but it also makes life interesting. And the more you stay ahead, the more you are the expert in your industry. So, you know, people will automatically come to you. They're all good kind of coping mechanisms for when things go wrong. But sometimes the you know what does hit the fan. And it's good as well to be informed enough to know when, you know, you should throw the towel in. And you should only throw the towel in as a last resort. I think the best business people are people who have had lots of failures in their past. And that sounds cliched, but Richard Branson, all of those really well-known entrepreneurs will tell you that they've had as many failures as they've had successes, sometimes more. And so keeping on going and having that persistence and consistency, and also the resilience to keep going and to keep trying, and if something doesn't work, then to tweak it and start again. And I think that's really important too. And it's hard to get that when you're 17 or 18 years old. But, you know, what you've got to weigh up at your age is that you've got so much energy at that age compared to people who are maybe just getting a bit tired if they're 10 or 20 or 30 years older than you and doing the same or similar things.
Incredible. Kathy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Young Entrepreneur is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland right here in Belfast. The voices you heard in today's episode are from local entrepreneurs Kathleen Garrett, John Ferris, and Kathy Martin. Thanks so much for allowing us to follow along your journey over the last 8 episodes, and we hope that you found them useful, and we look forward to seeing you for season 2 later in the year. Until then, on behalf of myself, Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, and all the people we've interviewed for the show. Seriously, congratulations for making it this far. And we hope that what you've learned along this journey will stick with you and help you go even further than what you thought was possible. Thanks for listening, and until next time, all the very best.